This is Road Notes from the Traveling Sales Lady, short reads for sales professionals on the move. Today's piece, Your Clients Are Buying Your Pattern. Talent gets the first meeting. Consistency gets the renewal, the referral, and the decade-long relationship. Most reps only train for one of those. There is a version of trust that gets built in a single conversation. First impressions, sharp pitches, the right question at the right moment. That kind of trust opens doors. It is real and it matters. But it is not the kind that makes a client stay for 5 years, refer their peers, or call you first when their situation changes. The deeper kind is built differently, not in moments, but across them. It is the call you make every Tuesday, the check-in after the deal closes, not because you need something, but because you said you would. The expectation you set and then quietly met, again and again, until the client stopped consciously noticing and just started assuming you would show up. That assumption is the goal. It means you have become part of their operating reality. This applies well beyond the client relationship. Parents who travel for work know it too. 3 more wake-ups and I will be home is not just a comfort for a child. It is a promise with a deadline. When you keep it, you are not just ending a trip. You are adding another deposit to a trust account that your kid draws from the next time you leave. Consistency is how people of any age decide whether you are safe to count on. The road makes consistency hard. Schedules shift, flights get delayed, quarters end with a sprint that wipes out everything else. The reps who manage it anyway have usually done something simple. They have made the consistent behavior so small and so specific that it survives the chaos. Not a grand gesture, but a standing touch point, a short note, a predictable rhythm that signals, without saying it, I am still here. It is not about perfection. It is about showing up reliably enough that people stop wondering if you will. Clients churn for a lot of reasons. More often than price or product, they churn because someone stopped showing up the way they used to. Consistency did not fail dramatically. It just quietly eroded. The rep who maintains it, through the busy quarters and the slow ones, through the deals that close and the ones that do not, is the one who does not have to fight to keep the business. It just stays. Here are 3 things for your consideration. 1, what do your clients reliably expect from you? And is that expectation intentional? Most reps have a pattern. The question is whether they designed it or just fell into it. If your touch points are reactive, sporadic, or only happen when you need something, that is a pattern too. It just is not the one you want your clients building their trust on. 2, where does your consistency break down and why? End of quarter, big travel weeks, personal stress. Everyone has a breaking point where the routine goes first. Knowing yours in advance means you can build a floor. Something so minimal it survives even the worst week, rather than letting the whole system drop when things get hard. 3, are you consistent with your clients in the same way you want to be consistent at home? The skills transfer. The rep who is disciplined about follow-through at work and absent at home is splitting their identity in a way that catches up with them. The rep who builds consistent habits across both tends to find that each reinforces the other. Reliability is not a professional trait. It is a personal one that shows up everywhere. Consistency is not glamorous. It does not make for a great highlight reel. But ask any long-tenured sales professional what actually built their book of business, and they will describe a pattern, not a moment. Show up. Keep showing up. Let the compounding do the work. And one more thing before you go. If you have ever felt like the odd one out in a room full of people who just do not get what it is like to be on the road, away from home, doing all of it at once, this one is for you. Bedbug in a Mug. When Mom's Away was written for the kids who miss you and for you, the traveling professional who carries a little guilt on every trip. It is a children's book about the adventure of a parent's suitcase, told from the perspective of a tiny stowaway. Grab a copy for your little ones at thetravelingsaleslady.com. That's Road Notes from the Traveling Sales Lady. If this one resonated with you, The full conversation that inspired it is waiting for you on the Traveling Sales Lady podcast. Find it wherever you listen. See you on the road and journey on. Road Notes is a production of the Traveling Sales Lady in partnership with Brilliant Beam Media.